This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. I'm Juliet Jacobs, joined today by T. Xiao Eek and Lim Soo Ann. So earlier we spoke about how people are also recovering from the 2019 ANCOVA, the novel coronavirus, of course. And we also looked at what the recovery process is like for these patients. But now we're moving on to our second story. We're going to be looking at reports of an illegal e-waste dumping site near Sungai Muda, which is one of the main sources of water for Kedah and Penang.
So on Twitter, we're asking you, speaking of e-waste, what do you do with your e-waste? You know, that includes all kinds of electrical or electronic devices that you no longer use. 60% of you have said that they're just sitting in a pile at home. That probably means you don't know actually what to do with them, or perhaps you just haven't found the time or something. Almost 24% of you say that you recycle them. 15% say that you throw it out with your regular rubbish.
So, shame. But then again, you know, this report is showing that, you know, even when you do think you're recycling it, it is
being dumped. Indiscriminately.
Exactly.
So yeah, that's a different issue. Mm-hmm. But do keep telling us what you do with your e-waste. You can tweet us at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or call us 03-7733-2900.
Yeah, so we are talking about this because a report in the local daily Free Malaysia Today, or FMT for short, has highlighted that a former sand mining pool, which is right next to a main water source for Kedah and Penang, is now actually filled with e-waste. So FMT reported that a 3-acre mining pool at Kampung Belida, which is near Kuala Ketil, was once a popular fishing ground for anglers, but it's now topped with rubbish. And worst of all, it's situated just metres away from Sungai Muda, which supplies water to over 50,000 paddy farmers, and is also the main source of water, as we mentioned, for Kedah and Penang. And you know, some of the villagers who spoke to FMT said that they really feared that the e-waste metals could easily seep into the riverbed.
Yeah, and they're right. So about 6 months ago, excuse me, environmental experts already sounded the alarm over another dumping ground on the banks of the same river, and that was a 6-acre site near Sidam Kiri, Padang Serai, which was filled with plastic waste from all over the world. And we know we're facing that problem now, isn't it? Containers of plastic waste is being dumped here in Malaysia. So that dump site on the banks of Sungai Muda shocked the nation when it was first highlighted last year. And recent checks by FMT shows that it has still not been completely cleared, despite a promise by authorities to clean up that 2.4 hectares of plastic waste.
Well, publicly thrown plastic waste.
Yes, right. And checks by FMT found that while the mounds of garbage at the site in Kampung Kemombong near Sidam Kiri are gone, there's still flattened plastic waste that has been partially buried, which is still covering the whole area.
Yeah, so during their investigations, the reporter encountered three men who claimed to be the caretakers of the land. And this man prevented photos from being taken by the reporters, and the reporters were told that the land was now being investigated by the courts, and so no one was allowed to trespass. So when asked about, you know, what happened to all the garbage that used to be on the site and if the remaining waste would be transported out soon, one of the men reportedly said that, and to quote, quote unquote, "The authorities told us to just bury this rubbish. We don't think that it's going to do any harm, as we will be cleaning up the land." So
what does that mean?
That's right.
Burying it.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
So water authorities have warned that the potential risk of contamination was high, especially so when the river also supplied water, like you said, Juliet, to hundreds of paddy fields.
So the two dump sites that we have been discussing share similar characteristics. Both were former sand mining pools, which have been turned into illegal dumping grounds. And just going back to the most recent discovery of the illegal dumping ground in Kampung Belida near Kuala Ketil, checks there showed similarities with other illegal dumps in and around Sungai Petani. There were plastic pellets and municipal waste from Canada, France and other developed countries.
So an environment
out of sight, out of mind for them.
Yes. And then it's all here, and then now we're trying to ship containers of rubbish back to them.
Yes.
It's just being moved around.
And think of the carbon footprint, but never mind, let's not get into that now.
So an environmental activist, Aziz Matnayan from Persatuan Tindakan Alam Sekitar Sungai Petani, he was interviewed by FMT, and he said that the problem started about 4 years ago, actually, when locals started dumping rubbish there. So according to him, the mining pool used to be 20 to 30 feet deep and had water in it as well, but it's now just filled with plastics to the brim. And he also said that his organization had complained many times to the authorities, but no surprise there that no action was taken. So the FMT report also states that the authorities have since sealed off the site from the public.
30 feet of deep plastic waste.
And for sure there's e-waste in there as well, because yes, there's a lot of plastic on your e-waste.
That's right. All the chemicals leaking out into the soil and then
into our water, So, you know, this is really, really distressing news, you know, that dumping is happening so close to our water sources. So earlier today, I actually reached out to Professor Chan Ngai Weng. He's from the School of Humanities at University of Science Malaysia, and he's also the president of Water Watch Penang. So I wanted to get his feedback on what's happening to Sungai Muda. And I started off by asking him, you know, whether Sungai Muda was indeed an important source of water for Malaysians, and, you know, who exactly relies on the river as a source of water.
Okay, the Sungai Muda actually is one of the biggest source of water for the northern part of Peninsular Malaysia. The three northern states of Perlis, Kedah and Penang relies on this main source of water. For instance, Kedah, more than 90% of their water supply, Penang more than 80%, and Perlis more than 70% of the water supply comes from this Sungai Muda. So as you know, Kedah is the rice bowl of Malaysia. So without this water, all the rice will not be able to be planted. And for Penang, it is a Silicon Valley as well as a tourism hub. So none of this would be possible if not for the water. Perlis itself also is highly dependent on tourism and is important as a border state. So the Sungai Muda supplies water to about 4 million people in the northern region. In terms of GDP projections, the Sungai Muda supplies water to sustain about ringgit 115 billion in GDP contributions from the three northern states. And also 71.6 billion in cumulative investments in the NCER region for the period 2009 to 2015.
It's huge, you know, Professor. And you know,
yes, very, very important. Without this source of water, I think the three northern states will have serious trouble.
Yeah, and you know, it boggles the mind that we're seeing, you know, all this waste just being left so close to these important sources. And you know, the news report mentions concerns of a looming pollution crisis, you know, and there's also, as you mentioned, I think a water shortage that's happening now caused by the current dry spell in the region. How much of a reality is this crisis, in your opinion?
Yeah, as you know, in recent weeks or months, the PBA, which is the Penang Water Authority, has made some press reports, press release, warning the people of Penang to use water wisely. Because I think now we are in a very dry period, whereby the various dams in Penang has gone down tremendously. For instance, the Air Tam Dam is about at 60% of its total water capacity. And also the Telok Bahang Dam is down to 39.5%. This is very serious. On top of that, the Sungai Muda, which supplies more than 80% of the water supply to Penang, has gone down from 2 meters to 1.4 meters due to the current dry spell. So this is very serious because why? When the river is running low, at low flow, the concentration of pollutants is very high. So the more water there is, the more dilution. So when the water is very low, it's very concentrated. And at one point, if the pollutants are very high, you can't use the water.
That's really scary. And you know, what the pollution is in these areas is e-waste, right? And can these e-waste metals actually easily seep into the riverbed? And if they can, what are the consequences of that?
Okay, this e-waste actually is very serious, has very serious pollutants in them. Because the e-waste, things like computers, televisions, and so on, they have cathode ray tubes in the television and video cameras and computer monitors, and these are often broken down. And when the shell are removed, the contents in the shell has heavy metals such as lead and barium, which could, if the dump site is very near to the river, can easily leach into the river, and this will endanger the aquatic life in the river, the fish, and so on. When we eat the fish, these heavy metals will be passed on to the humans. I'm sure you know about the very famous incident in Japan, whereby mercury
yes.
has gone into the fish and the people ingest this mercury from the fish.
That's
and
right.
They have serious consequences to their health.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, I think e-waste also have a lot of other things besides lead, mercury, cadmium, barium, lithium, and also polybrominated flame retardants. I think if all these things were to leach into the river, we can seriously, if human beings come into contact or we drink the water, I think I have to say that conventional water treatment will not be able to remove all these pollutants, you know.
Yeah.
So if we ingest this water, we will have a serious health effects such as inflammation and oxidative stress, and also a precursor to cardiovascular diseases, and also possible DNA damage, and possibly cancer as well. So very, very serious.
And we've spoken about the effects to the people, but, you know, let's look at the economy as well. You know, how would this, you know, something like this, you know, the water being polluted so badly, how would that affect the local economy, especially, you know, the rice farmers in particular? I mean, that's someone who really rely on the water as well.
Okay, the rice farmers will not be seriously affected because the rice will depend on the quantity of the water.
Mm-hmm.
The rice, I don't think they will be much affected by the pollutants,
okay.
even though I think the rice will take up some of the heavy metals, but they won't die because they will just, you know, grow,
mm-hmm.
With the exception that inside the paddy, you have these pollutants. So when we eat that paddy or rice, we might get that heavy metals.
Okay.
But in terms of the growing part, I don't think they will be affected. Having said that, I think I just mentioned that we also depend on this Sungai Muda for water supply.
That's right.
So when the water is polluted with these heavy metals, we would have serious effects for the human health.
That's right. And also the local economy in many other ways.
The economy, if you are talking about tourism and so on, and if your water is polluted, I don't think the tourists will come. And so the tourism will suffer. Yeah. And I think in Penang, Silicon Valley, we have lots of factories, and these factories depend on very good quality water. They will also have to, their production will be stalled. And if their production is stalled, they will be losing millions of ringgit.
Okay, all right. So, you know, just bad effects everywhere. Persatuan Tindakan Alam Sekitar Sungai Petani, so that's a local environmental group, and they believe that these dump sites were just the tip of the iceberg. You know, they believe that there were more scattered across the greater Sungai Petani area. How far is this the case, you know, as far as you know?
Well, we have done some work on the Sungai Muda, and I think the Sungai Muda is a very long river.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there are many areas, you know, in interiors and so on. Nobody knows, you know. Besides all this e-waste, there may be also other sources of pollutants like farms, you know, pig farms and so on.
That's right.
And they also, you know, will seep some pollutants into the river. So I think, I strongly believe that there may be other dump sites all over the state along the river. But we need to do a comprehensive survey to establish this claim. Only these two are being discovered, and yeah, they may be just the tip of the iceberg.
So, you know, you mentioned that we need to do a comprehensive survey, sort of, but, you know, who would be responsible for that? And, you know, who's also responsible for the cleanup? You know, it's a huge undertaking. So who actually needs to lead that?
Sungai Muda is in Kedah. So obviously, I think the state government of Kedah, if they were to do a comprehensive survey on the river, they would do this. Maybe together with JPS, you know, Drainage and Irrigation Department, because Drainage and Irrigation Department, federal as well as state level, has jurisdiction to rivers. So perhaps they can collaborate with JPS, who has the expertise on rivers, to do this survey. And maybe even with DOE, Jabatan Alam Sekitar, Department of Environment will be responsible for prosecuting the culprits. JPS doesn't have legal jurisdiction, so they cannot, you know, prosecute anyone.
Okay.
But the DOE has prosecuting this one.
Okay, all right. And, you know, I mean, it sounds like quite a terrible situation, but what do you know as, you know, somebody working in this area, what are your recommendations to improve the situation?
Okay, for starter, I think because we already discovered some dump sites, and Department of Environment has a jurisdiction, so they should actually start monitoring and just do a quick survey of the river, mm-hmm. To establish any other, you know, major sources of pollutants, I think it's not that difficult to do the survey. They can easily, you know, charter a boat or something and go along the river.
Mm.
Maybe perhaps together with also the NGOs, you know, like the Persatuan Tindakan Alam Sekitar, Sungai Petani, Malaysian Nature Society, Sahabat Alam Malaysia, Water Watch Penang, and also local communities who can act as the eyes of the government. Mm-hmm. So the second one, I would recommend a mapping of all these pollution sites. It is good to know where are the sources of pollutants so that, you know, when you need to take action, you can go straight to the area.
Mm-hmm.
The next one would be we need to have a more severe punishment for those culprits. At the moment, I think we have forked out some fines, like monetary fines.
Mm.
I think the ministry has increased the fines. But then, you know, the fines not really a deterrent because some companies are quite rich, they can pay the fines. But
yeah.
I think we should seriously consider, you know, putting prison as another fine.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are seriously endangering people's health and people can die because of that, you know.
Mm.
So maybe include also if they are seriously, you know, doing this sort of polluting effects, if they are found guilty, they can be charged and go to prison. For instance, in China, if you are found of polluting a water source, you can be executed.
That's right. That's right. They have done that before. They have executed people. Yeah, because, I mean, millions of lives.
Of course, I'm not suggesting that Malaysia will do it, you know. But it's to that serious effect, yeah.
I don't know, Prof. I think it's a great idea. But anyway.
No, I think looking at pollutants how people are polluting the areas, I think everybody should be involved in this sort of thing. If Malaysians, I think we are just too laid back, and then we don't, you know, go and report any, you know, sort of polluting effects to the government. We think it's too troublesome and so on and so forth. But I think we all should take action if we find, you know, something like that happening.
Yeah.
After all, eventually you come back to us because we drink the water.
Exactly.
People don't think like that. That's the problem.
Yeah, because, you know, it's something that's happening so remote, you know, something so far away. They don't put the connection together that it's going to affect the water that comes into your tap.
It comes
ultimately
to your tap, yeah.
Okay, all right. So everybody needs to work together.
Yeah, I hope people will, you know, wake up and, you know, they do something about it.
So that was Professor Chan Ngai Weng from the School of Humanities at University Science Malaysia, and he's also the president of Water Watch Penang. So, you know, in further reports have said that the Kedah Local Government Committee chairman, Tan Kok Yew, he said that he was informed about the latest illegal dumping site a few days ago, and according to him, action has been taken by the relevant authorities and that they are now waiting for the report from that, you know, investigation. So hopefully we're going to see some swift action, and that's going to happen very soon.
I don't know. The cynic in me says this is going to find another dumping site anyway.
Yeah, especially if we were talking about earlier how the older one hasn't even been cleared completely yet.
Exactly.
And then it started
buried
4 years ago,
yeah.
30 feet deep mining pool. Mm. That's a lot of waste.
And that the environmentalists have been saying this has been happening for 4 years, you know. And of course, now I guess there's just a lot more, again, it's our fault, a lot more media attention only happening now.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows how many other dump sites there are and how much has already leached into the water.
That's right.
And that's just, you know, being supplied to millions of Malaysians.
That's right.
And I really think, I know I sounded very bad by saying it, but I do really think stiffer penalties are the way forward. Maybe we should emulate China.
We hear you.
Okay. All right. But, you know, continue to share your thoughts with us. Tweet us at BFM Radio. Send us a WhatsApp message at 018-789-8899. But we also had a poll going over on Twitter.
Yes, we were asking you, what do you do with your e-waste, so all those electrical or electronic devices that you no longer use or need. 60% of you have them just lying around in a pile at home, unfortunately. Well, it's better than being dumped indiscriminately, I suppose, but you know, almost 24% say that you recycle them, and that's something that we hope more of you will do, and we hope then that they are actually being properly recycled. Smaller number, 15%, say that you throw them out with your rubbish. And so, you know, all that is going to go to a landfill, and then that the chemicals will then leach out into the ground. So that one
and get
we
back
want
into
to avoid
your water.
Yeah. So think about that, right? It is all coming back to us.
Exactly. So Yes.
On that cheery note.
So another thing, of course, is to just, you know, consume less so that you have less things to recycle in that sense as well. Mm-hmm. The number one rule of the zero waste lifestyle is to say no. Mm-hmm. So stop consuming so much. So I'm afraid that's all the time we have for today's show. But, you know, if you want to look us up, you can look us up on Facebook at BFM The Bigger Picture. You can drop us a message there. And as I mentioned earlier, you can always tweet us at BFM Radio or send us a WhatsApp message at 018-789-8899. If you miss any part of the show today, you can download the podcasts at bfm.my/dailydigest. You can search for those podcasts also on the BFM app or on Spotify. For now, we're going to leave you with Bad Water by Carol. This has been the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.